bruh. Not gonna lie, it feels good to be back. Alright, so like, obviously, this ain't no depressing-ish. Cause I don't know. I learned to cope with everything, you feel me? Like, move on and stuff. I don't try to tread on the past, but hey, you know, we on some new stuff, alright? So like, I just want to talk about how some people find it hard to read body language in people. Like, they always have this doubt as like, oh, does this person like me? Oh, what does it mean when they say this? Oh, this and that, this and that. Alright, so like, I will try to give the best advice that I can in terms of that, because I have some like theories and ideas and everything about like how to make it easier to know if a person likes you or not. Now, oh, ooh, you sound like this some elementary, middle school type issue, blah blah blah, whatever. Nah, I'm just saying, because it's literally a generation of technology and everything, and everybody's just so cooped up on their phone. They just, I don't know, they don't know how to read a person. They're too busy on their screen. Some people can't even sauce in person, or they're like too shy to approach a guy or girl. So I'm just trying to do the best I can to give you the best potential, you feel me? I'm just speaking. This is for anybody. It's whatever. Take this information as you may be. Use it. Don't use it. I don't care. I just feel like talking. Bow. Oh my god, bro. I don't know if this girl likes me. I don't know if this dude likes me. Oh my god. The signs they given. Whatever, whatever, whatever. All that jazz. Whatever. Alright, so like, I don't know where to start on this, but let's start by the person who you're interested in. There we go. Alright, so the person you're interested in, you gotta know some things. How they act around you, how they act around you when there's a group of people, how they act around, I don't know, their self, I guess, and how they act with other people without you there, of course. You don't have to know all these factors, but like, trust me, if you want to get like a clear answer of if they like you, you gotta know, because they could be treating you how they treating like other people, and then you're just like, you know, confused and everything. So you gotta know how they act around you and other people. Because literally, all right, for example, a girl can be nice to a guy. They can be nice to you. That doesn't mean they like you. That doesn't mean they have a crush on you. They can literally be nice to you just for the sole purpose of that's just who they are. They're just nice people. And that would just like confuse a guy. They're just like, oh man, bro, she feeling me, blah blah blah. Like, that's not always the case. So you gotta see how she's treating you and how she's treating other people, because if she's giving you more attention, if she's giving you more attention than other people, you might be on the right track, you feel me? So I feel like, with that being said, you just have to, I don't know, you have to know the person before anything. Like, don't jump to the conclusion that they already like you or whatever. I'd say give it some time, and then you'll have a better picture of what path you should go on. Like, oh, should you try like saucing them up? You should try hitting them up or whatever. Try to pursue your whatever relationship you're already in right now, whether you don't know them, your friends, blah blah blah, close friends, mutual friends. You just gotta know. Now, Let's talk about some signs. Sign, wait. All right, so a sign that a person would usually give when they like you, is just, you know, some simple stuff. They could, let's see. I would think, all right, so touching is obviously a thing where they like you. Eye contact is a thing. If they're engaging in conversation, like if they're starting the convo before you and everything, then that's an obvious sign. If they're literally like responding to you fast, like the topics aren't dry, it's just like a big old a big flow of communication going on, then you might be in there. Now, don't get it twisted. This is the tricky part, because you can literally do all those same factors, or they could do it to you, obviously, right? And they only see you as a friend. Now, you may be thinking, how do they see me as a friend, you know? They're literally giving me all of this, like, attention and blah, blah, blah. That could go back to what I said. They're just being nice. Or they're bored and they just need someone to talk to. That happens, trust me. So, like, the thing is, I wouldn't assume if someone likes you or not until you know all the facts. Because you don't want to rush into anything. You don't want to jump to conclusions. And then next thing you know, you're just freaking heartbroken because you're like, oh my god, I thought she liked me, whoop the whoop, you know, all that jazz. But trust me, don't rush into anything, because you can just chill a bit, you can just ease it down, because there wouldn't really be a point, like, to chase someone who doesn't have the same intentions of chasing you. That's just a waste of time. Now, if a person is who, let me give this random ass example. If a person is literally taking their time to sit with you, hang with you, they see you alone, they're like, oh, let me go over there and talk with you. They may like you because they're literally going out of their way to spend time with you. It's actions and words that help you figure things out like that. Because I don't know, that's just like a strong sign, in my opinion at least. Because nobody would do all that effort, nobody would take their time just for one person. That's literally impossible. Now, I wouldn't say like, I wouldn't say it's like a complete loss of anything, but I just know that anybody who would do that has to have some form of affection towards you. Now, all right, you figured out that someone may or may not like you, right? The thing you should really avoid is to not be stuck in the friend zone. Don't touch it. Don't mess with it. It's a death trap, trust me. I mean, I've never been put in friend zone, but whatever. All right, so like, to avoid, I don't know how, all right, basically be friendly but not too friendly. What do I mean by that? Do compliment them. Don't alright, hold up. Do compliment them, but don't do it in a way that you're just sounding nice. It sounds way harder than it is, but I feel like you have some form of idea to what I'm talking about. Just don't be too friendly in general. You can have like cool conversations, sure, why not? But those cool conversations may just be like, oh, this is just the homegirl. Oh, this is just the homeboy talking to me. You know, they don't have any intentions. They're just having a communication. We're just two friends talking. That's something you need to avoid. So do, like, from time to time, if you do like them, do some little flirting, you know, dash of flirting here and there. Because if you're just like strictly on some friendly stuff, then you're gonna be treated like a friend, and then you're gonna be sad that you missed that window of opportunity. Patience, 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 bruh. You cannot be going into a relationship if you don't have patience. Don't be rushing a relationship. That is the worst thing you can do to yourself, bro. You don't want to rush into a relationship not knowing the person who you're rushing with. You don't know them like that. You don't know what's their intentions. You don't know anything, bro. You can't just immediately, like, fall for somebody based off of their looks or, like, oh, some look they gave you or whatever. You gotta know the person beforehand, get to know them. Who cares if it takes... Alright, so this is gonna sound, like, hypocritical, but, like, take your time, but don't take too much time. There's always, always, always a window when it comes to relationship. You can either miss your freaking point. You could either miss it to the point where they see or they feel like you're not interested in general, right? Or like you do it too fast and then you just hit a wall because they're not what you expected. And then you just feel bad at the end. Nobody's trying to feel bad. You're trying to do the... If you're trying to get into a serious relationship, trust me, you would take the time to be patient with them and see what they want. Because this guy, girl, whatever, can literally be some F-boy or whatever, or F-girl, and you don't know that yet, do you? So, I would say take some time, but not too much time. Now, if you want it in, like, some month-to-week perspective or whatever, I would say talk with them. Talk with them in a way that, obviously, you're trying to get with them in, like, a 2 to 4 week span. In those 2 to 4 weeks, you should already have your answer. You should know the kind of person they are, because people give off what they are literally in that time frame. It has to be that time frame. It depends how often you guys talk, though. That's also a factor. But I would say 2 to 4 weeks is a good time to know what to do next, because you don't want to go ahead and just like, ooh, I think this person's cute, let me hit them up, whatever, cool, and then for next thing you know, y'all rushing shit, and then just it falls apart in a month or whatever, and now you just feel like, wow, I wasted my time with this person, blah blah blah. You feel with regrets, regretting is bad, you get sad, yada yada yada. So trust me, patience is always key. See what their intentions are. Give it a little bit of time. Have some communication. See what's their favorite color. Do shit like that. You gotta know what's their intention. always, bruh. Trust me. Keep that same exact energy. This is towards the person, not towards you necessarily. The person you're trying to get, you gotta see them keep that same energy. If you suddenly see them, like, I don't know, not talking to you as often, or not texting you or whatever, then obviously they're not as interested in you as you thought. Because no way, no person can give you 110% one day, and then literally out of the blue gives you like 20%. And then if you see it like fluctuate a lot, then that's just toxic. Because whatever they do not in a relationship, they're gonna do it in the relationship. So you always gotta watch out for that. If you see them like constantly trying to talk with you, like when they see you, or as much as they can, text you as much as they can, that is good. They're keeping that energy, that same energy they had when you had that little, you know, butterfly in your gut. They're keeping that energy. That is a good thing, because them keeping that energy just amplifies how much they like you. There's no way, this is coming from me, a guy, there is no way I'm going to keep talking to a female day in and day out without me obviously liking her. If I'm talking to you day in and day out, I like you. Point blank and simple. Now, don't go ahead and like use their freaking consistent energy to like, oh, get attention or whatever, because that's just F up. We're not trying to do that out here. Just, you know, if you like them back and they're giving you that nice flow of energy, you don't see them slip up or anything, then you have yourself someone who you can have a shot with, you know? That's someone who is able to make you laugh, keep you happy from day one all the way to day whenever. Consistency is always key, because you don't know what the heck is going on. I mean, obviously they could have something going on in their life, but that just gives you a better, I'll use a big word, depiction. That gives you a better depiction of how they would be in a relationship. Whatever they are outside of a relationship, they're most likely going to be like that inside a relationship. You always gotta see this. You gotta know the facts. You can't just be hopping into a relationship without knowing the facts. Now, I'm not saying full-blown research, you know, track all their exes and be like, yo, why you're their ex? Like, what did they do wrong? No, that's some crazy stuff. If it goes to that point, that means it's not even worth it. If you're just asking other people things. I do my things based off of gut feelings and experience, you know. I've had a bunch of experiences. I feel like I know when a person likes me. Literally just like 30 seconds into a conversation, you can tell. It's not that hard. I would say, I don't know, but all I know is just their consistent energy has to be the same as you guys met. You know, the same time you guys met, whenever you guys met, that energy has to match for like a while, you know. It can't just be like all of a sudden their whole energy is like a 10 and then boom, 3 out of nowhere, just like not talking to you or anything. That means that person was not worth it and you should just move on. Don't try to reach them. Don't chase for people who aren't willing to, you know, do the same for you. Because if they're not willing to do the same for you, what's the point in trying to get into a relationship? Don't ever force yourself into a relationship. You don't have to do that. If they don't want to be a relationship, too bad. That is their loss. That is something you should strive not to do. Don't chase. Just watch. These are just all thoughts going on in my head. I'm recording this at like 2:37 in the morning. I'm tired, but I'm doing it for the culture. You feel me? But I feel like I'm gonna conclude on what I had to say. The point is time. Time is always a key factor in anything in life. With time, literally anything can happen, you know? I would say, if you like someone, go for it. Don't hesitate. Just do it. Don't think of any bad outcome that may or may not happen. Don't think like that. If you're going in with that mindset, then the chances of you getting someone would be pretty low. Don't give up. Don't be afraid. They're not gonna bite you. What? You can take a no. You can take rejection. There's nothing wrong with a no. There's nothing wrong with rejection. Like, come on now. Grow up. It's not that deep. It's not the end of the world. Just don't not try. Don't not try. Double negative. Because if you don't try, then there would always be this constant thing in your head saying, what if, what if, what if? What if I actually approach them? What if I actually talk to them sooner? Ooh, now they're dating this person. Oh, it's my fault because I didn't do this and that, blah, blah, blah. We don't need that mindset, you know? If you like someone, go for it. Do the things that I said. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I have done these many times. I could I sound like a fucking... Oh, should I even be swearing? I don't know. There go my revenue. Anyways. just... Alright, so... When me personally, when I see a girl, I don't necessarily follow these steps, but these are like kind of things that should go on in your head. Like, for me, I'm not even trying to brag or anything. You can tell, like, within the first conversation with a person, like, are they smiling too much, eye contact, anything, their speech, like, literally how they're talking can help you determine it. But it takes a lot of practice. It's not even funny. Just keep calm, relax. Patience is always key. And don't forget, you gotta know what type of energy they are on before you move any further. Because you do not want some one-sided relationship where you just look like some stray puppy following the person who isn't even like paying any mind to you. There's no way you're gonna give 100% to you when they're literally giving more percent to another person, and then what does that even make you? And they're barely giving you anything, but you're still constantly pouring on some high energy towards them, if that makes sense. So trust me, know their intentions, communicate, trust me, you will be fine. Go out there, have fun.